You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Cricket Podcast.
I think it was a disgraceful performance, and I think it should never be permitted to happen again.
Very good.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cricket Podcast World Test Championship Final Preview. Boys, it feels like, you know, maybe we haven't had the build-up to an ICC final that we would normally have, but I think this could be quite a good game. I'm Jack Hope. I'm joined by Ross Legg. How are you doing, Ross?
Not too bad, thanks, mate. Not too bad.
And I'm joined by Max Roy Brown. How are you doing, Max?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Sweltering in my bedroom now with the outside shut off to get rid of any external noise.
It is flipping hot, isn't it? I mean, it's about 6,000 degrees here. I've had to shut all the windows. I've left one open. So if a plane flies overhead, sorry about that. Back to my first point, though. This could be quite a good game. Let's get right into, do we think this would be a good game? Then we'll do messages. Then we'll actually do the preview. Ross, are you excited about this cricket match?
I would be if the British summertime wasn't taking such a big chunk of it out because of the terrible weather that's forecast.
Already talking about the next bit. I was hoping we would save the preview for right at the end, or the spoiler about the weather until right at the end. Max, are you excited if we ignore the weather?
Yes, all things equal with no moisture in the air. I'm very excited. I think it should be a cracking game between, well, the world's two best teams, basically.
Cool. Well, I'm excited. Like I said, the excitement is palpable in the as almost as palpable as the heat where I am right now. Ross, messages for our fans, for our listeners, for our viewers.
Yeah, well, as you can see on our wonderful skin that Max has put up, we are sponsored by Woodstock Cricket, and you should follow, like, and subscribe to not only this channel, but also follow us at The Cricket Pod on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep, and Max, do we have any further messages?
Yeah, if you want to support us for spending our spare time doing this, then head over to Patreon and become a Patreon. Or join the YouTube channel.
Great. Yeah, that'll do. We're going to talk about India v New Zealand. India have pounded England recently. New Zealand have pounded England recently. But besides pounding England, how did these two teams make it to the World Test Championship, Max, in 30 seconds or so? And what even is the World Test Championship? Why should we care?
Well, yeah, here we are. It's the end of the first two-year cycle of the World Test Championship, which took a bit of getting going to start with, but finally did get underway in a slightly odd format where getting a draw in a two-match series was worth the same as winning the Ashes. But after some interruptions, some COVID delays, some changes to the rules, somehow after all that, we've ended up with the two best Test teams in cricket coming out and playing each other in the final. So if you ask me, I'd say the system's absolutely perfect and no changes needed. That's basically the result of, some recent antics, wasn't it? New Zealand have been pounding everyone, all comers at home, with Wagner and Jamieson absolutely tearing people to shreds. And India did the same to England in their backyard, but also who can forget the astounding series down under over the Christmas winter period for us, which we thoroughly enjoyed getting into, didn't we? And after all that, the two rightful teams are about to face off in Southampton, not Lords.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good summary, Max. Fellas, India and New Zealand, they're the two teams. Should we do a quick preview of each? Then we'll do some predictions. Then we'll do some questions. So, you know, Max, again, I think you were going to prepare or had prepared the New Zealand preview. Do you want to talk us through their chances, their team, how they're likely to line up for what Friday's match?
So let's start with the team news then. And I suppose as they've now announced their final squad, probably the most interesting bit of news from that is that Mitchell Santner is not in the final 15. He's been dropped from the initial touring party of 20 alongside Mitchell and some others who are never gonna play. So that leaves us with a couple of interesting quandaries around who's gonna fill the bowling slots for them. I think the top six picks itself, doesn't it? We know what that's gonna look like. That'll be the team that we saw in the first test and a rather strong batting lineup of a bunch of people all averaging over 40. So that's quite a good prospect from their point of view, but. But yeah, when after you get past BJ Watling, it all gets a bit confusing. You don't really know which way they're going to go. They've included Ajaz Patel as the specialist spinner in their squad over Mitchell Santner, and they've mentioned that might give them some options at Southampton, which does have a tendency to turn a bit. But if they do go with that, does that mean De Grandon misses out? And if so, is Carl Jameson going to bat seven? Or are they going to play both of those? And are we going to see Jameson or Wagner missing out? Because surely Southie and Bolt are nailed on. Where do you see it falling, Ross? Who's going to be the unlucky person?
Well, first and foremost, I'm not surprised that Santa misses out because he's actually rubbish at Test cricket. So it's not a surprise. Ajaz actually, I thought, bowled pretty well against England. And he is the more attacking of the bowlers. So I can see that. Because of the conditions, actually, I can see them actually foregoing a spinner altogether. Actually, when the rain's around, etc., I think they have a much better chance of taking wickets with their pace lineup. So I won't be surprised if they do miss out on the spinner, and India will probably go in a different direction and pick both Ashwin and Jadeja. I'm sure we'll come on to that. I agree that you can't not pick Trent Bolt. You can't not pick Tim Southee. I think Jameson looked absolutely shagged at the last when he only last played. Like he was. I said, what did I explain it was? It was like it was a wardrobe with three wheels. Is how I described him in the field. But I think it's a really tough selection for them. And as we said on the review yesterday, Max, Henry also put himself in contention there. I thought he bowled brilliantly against England. So wouldn't like to be. Is it Gary Stead?
Yep. Yeah. You wouldn't like to be in his stead. Picking the team.
Max, what are your thoughts as the man who did the preview? So, you know, you've named your top six or seven for New Zealand. Yeah. I'm assuming here Southie is nailed on.
Southie's nailed on. And I'm assuming
Bolt's pretty nailed on.
I think Trent Bolt, you know, the way he bowls, the left arm option and the way he bowls is just so beautifully suited to playing in England, and he has a good record in England, so he has to go straight in. Southie, again, you know, he's been around long enough. He had a fantastic World Test Championship, and also he performs very well against India as well. I mean, his average against India is four below his standard average, so he averages 24 against India compared to about 28. So, I mean, that's another tick in his box. So I think they're nailed on. I think you have to play De Grandon to bat at seven. I think you need a bit more in there. I don't think you can risk batting Carl Jameson at seven. And that leaves me thinking that one or Jameson or Wagner will miss out. On the one hand, you've got Wagner played both of the tests against England and bowled 71 overs, but he can seemingly just bowl forever with one foot anyway. We saw he bowled the most overs of any of the New Zealand bowlers in that game. Was it against Pakistan where he broke two bones in his foot? So I don't think we need to worry about fatigue on his part. So it could well be Jameson that misses out, given that he's only ever played one test overseas. So
basically, you're saying you would pick the spinner then? That's your,
I think that's I would pick the spinner. Down. I think it's too risky not to. I can.
Well, we've just seen England fuck that up.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, if you can't learn from that failure,
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm the Joe Root, the Chris Silver with Kool-Aid. Yeah. That's what I'm on.
It's a good point you make, Ross. I mean, about if you kind of have to consider the weather, it is definitely going to rain at some point. And I think from that front as well, there'll be more breaks in play. So, you know, you maybe don't have to rotate your bowlers quite as much because they'll have that sort of break, and it maybe won't get as dry later on as it might have done without the rain. But
Max,
case of some sort of weird microclimate around Southampton that creates some bubble and you don't have a spinner, then suddenly, you know, you're looking a bit foolish.
Well, Max, is it also a bit that Jameson does offer a bit of variation? And actually, there were some stats going around on Twitter, and it might have been Freddie Wild, might have been another statistician, I don't know, but around the release point and the average that Kohli, Pujara, Rahane actually have against release points that are kind of Carl Jameson-esque, not as quite as high as him, but actually they struggle against that direction. I'm not sure if New Zealand are super data-driven on that kind of stuff, or if they just trust kind of their players. But yeah, I really won't be surprised if they have kind of that Wagner, Bolt, Jameson, and Thingy-ma-Bob.
I kind of agree with you, Russell. I think that they're lining up to go four paces, which will be a really interesting dynamic against India, who will probably, I've got the kind of expected India team bit in a moment, but who I think will probably go three paces to spinners. I suspect pretty strongly that the weather is going to have a factor. I suspect it will make it easier for pace bowlers. I expect the ball to swing. And I think, Ross, the kind of point you're making about the variation between, you know, Bolt, Wagner, Southee and Jameson, I think that actually kind of covers you to a reasonable enough extent. Like, I don't think you need someone necessarily spinning the ball if you have four such different pace bowlers. Because although, they are ultimately pace bowlers, they are playing in England, the best place in the world to bowl pace, apart from maybe the West Indies. And I think, you know, managed correctly, they will ask different questions of the batters. Then you throw on top of that, you know, last time India played New Zealand, they literally couldn't deal with the pace bowling. They couldn't play Kyle Jameson. I can't see how you can't pick Jameson.
There is the Jameson fear factor. That is a good point. He did absolutely tear them a new one last time in New Zealand. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the route they go down. It would just be a bit of a gamble. But I suppose you've got de Grandhomme there to do some donkey work as well. So it'll be really interesting to see what they go with, and interesting to see how much the weather plays into their thoughts. Aside from selection issues, I'm interested to see what you guys think about the mental aspect from a New Zealand point of view. You know, they're back in England for a final after I don't want to bang on about it at all, but you know, they were runners up last time they were in a final in England. They were runners up in the Champions Trophy the last time that was on. So they've got a bit of pedigree of not quite making it. Do you think there's a bit of pressure on them here to come away with a trophy, especially when you consider that, you know, some of the players are reaching the end of their test life?
There's more in India.
Lifetime. You got
way more in India.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, when was the last time India did anything?
But there's always
did
there's
anything,
always
but you know what I mean.
Like, there's always pressure.
Like
on
Kohli's
India,
Kohli's whole career, his whole captaincy is, you know, the black mark on it is that he hasn't managed to win an ICC trophy. He hasn't really done anything in some of the ICC tournaments. I feel like Kohli's the kind of person who projects his emotions quite strongly onto his team. Then you've got to factor in as well that, you know, cricket's the biggest sport in India. It's the India are the world's cricket team, if you like.
Yeah.
And that New Zealand don't play under that pressure. They're not.
No, but I mean, that's the thing. There's always that pressure on India, and that's fair. But I think, like, apart from taking India aside, like, from an internal point of view,
looking at it from
the New Zealanders' point of view.
let's go into it a little bit further. Last time they were in the UK, New Zealand pulled India's pants down in the semi-final of the World Cup. They'll both teams will be thinking about that. The last time India were in a final in the UK, they lost to Pakistan. If that dynamic exists, and I don't necessarily buy into it, I think, you know, they're nice narratives for us to talk about, but I don't necessarily think that that is something that has a major impact on the outcome of the game. But if it does exist, then India are the team that it applies to, in my opinion.
Yeah, fair enough.
And also, it's also a nice underdog story. As much as New Zealand, everyone loves New Zealand, but there is a factor where
they're ranked number one in the world, Ross.
But there's still a bit for me, compared to the size of the BCCI, compared to the size of the ECB, compared to the size of Cricket Australia, these guys have, what, less of a budget than your beloved Surrey, Max? They have a player pool which is much smaller, and yet, time and time again, they are putting themselves in the semi-finals, the finals of this stuff. And it's just a testament to kind of a well-run cricketing team that they can fight on both the white ball front and the red ball front, which...
I'm looking forward to Carl Jameson at Surrey, actually, seeing as you mentioned it.
Yeah. Are we ready to move on to India?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we've covered New Zealand there. We've talked a lot about New Zealand recently. They're pretty good. India. Well, there's... Actually, before we do India, you know what we'll say? Hit like on our stream. Hit subscribe. We can see there's like 150-odd people watching this. If you all subscribe now, we're very happy. If you all like it now, then probably thousands more people will be picked up by the YouTube algorithm and dumped here, which is what we want. Give us a hand that way.
Cricket podcast thrown at you.
Yeah. Yeah. So the India 11. I think the best way to address this is to start with what I think the India 11 will be, and then maybe how they got there, and then how we think they'll get on. So if we start off with who will probably be in the team, we've got Rohit Sharma, Shubman Gill, Pujara, Kohli, Rahane, Pant, Jadeja, Ashwin, Ishat Sharma, Jasprit Bumrah, and Mohammed Shami. So I think that they've made it pretty clear that they are going to go with two spinners. I think they've made it pretty clear that Ashwin and Jadeja are going to be the two spinners, primarily because they didn't actually pick Akshar Patel for the final 15. So you could read between the lines a little bit on that one. But also because they're sort of, you know, if you look into it, their two pace backups are Umesh Yadav and Mohammad Siraj. And I can't see how you can really, if you're India, justify throwing either of them in for this game. So Umesh Yadav, he's 33 years old. He's bowled career 24 overs in England. His lifetime average is over 30. It doesn't scream World Test Championship final, if you know what I mean. Mohammad Siraj, he's the other option in the pace department. But I think he's a little bit inexperienced. And I think for both of them, they've got a big limitation in that they basically cannot bat. Now, there's a lot of talk, and we've been asked it by quite a few people on Twitter, quite a few people in the chat. I can't remember all the names, but we've been asked this five or six times. Should India have gone with two spinners, or should they have gone with four seamers and one spinner? I think the answer has to be two spinners, because the two spinners can bat. Yeah. If Ashwin or Jadeja could bowl pace, they'd be the perfect player for this situation, but they can't. So, you know, basically, you have to go with the team you've got. And I think the best team they've got includes Jadeja, who's a fantastic batter as well as a bowler. Let's not forget that. And Ashwin, who, I think is virtually undroppable. A party has just started outside my house. So I am going to put myself on mute while you two discuss that four seamers be one spinner, or four seamers, one spinner, or two spinners, three seamers dynamic.
I think
I agree with Jack on that. That's exactly the team that I had penciled in, and I think that is just because we are lacking a Hardik Pandya who can bowl at the moment, and that would be, I think, an ideal man to have right now for the World Test Championship.
I'm not actually sure Hardik Pandya is ever going to bowl again for this India Test side. No, I don't think he's going to be that test all-rounder that they thought he was going to be. Just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, is his shoulder or his back's just, I guess, not up to the hard yards. But, I mean, yeah, what they need is Hardik Pandya from the 2018 tour of England. That's what is needed for this game.
They don't have it, do they?
And they don't have it. So they have to go with, they're going to have to go with Jadeja and Ashwin. And it's great to have Jadeja back. That is one thing. You know, he's... He's a phenomenal cricketer all round. And, you know, Ashwin is just so good and so intelligent that even if it's not, like, you know, the most beneficial track to him, he will still be a threat. So
so on the Ashwin point, mate, Ashwin's also got a great record against two of the Kiwis' best batsmen. So he's got Kane Williamson out the second most times behind Jimmy Anderson in Test cricket. And he's also got Ross Taylor out 5 times in the last 6 Test matches against them. So that is a good thing to have, especially when you've got the off spinner against the right-hander. Because he attacks the stumps, and then Jadeja obviously offers something a little bit different for the other set.
So. Is there anyone he doesn't have a good record against?
He's never got us out.
No, although I am left-handed, so I feel like he might have my number.
Yeah, you likewise.
Ross, you'd be fine. take down Ashwin. I think the other thing is to bear in mind that, so I was looking at the scorecards from the last time New Zealand were playing India. Right. So first of all, granted it's in New Zealand, and I think there are some differences between the conditions in England and New Zealand. It kind of goes without saying that the conditions in England are closer to the conditions in New Zealand than they are the conditions in India. So it is a bit of an advantage to New Zealand, but it's not like this match is being played at base and reserve. However, if you look at those scorecards, it's pretty clear across the 4 innings that India played that they didn't really know what to do with the 4 pacers that they're going to be lining up against. And I think the other so you know, you can kind of look at that from 2 ways. If you know you're going to be playing in pacer friendly conditions, you can be like, well, let's make sure we stack our team with pacers and fight fire with fire. Or you can try and cover your deficiencies. And I think in this situation, India have to try and cover their deficiencies, just to loop back round on this 2-3-4-1 debate. And they can best cover their deficiencies by having Ravi Jadeja, who averages 50 in the World Test Championship or something ludicrous like that, might even be more, at number 7. And Ashwin, who's learned how to bat again, at number 8. How often do we see in England, like 6, 7, 8, 9, scoring a lot of runs when the ball gets a little bit older, when it stops seeming all over the place? It's going to be pretty important, I think.
And doesn't reverse. There won't be any reverse swing.
Exactly, yeah. I think that could be one of the key battles, is how Jadeja, Ashwin, and probably Rishabh Pant are able to cope with the New Zealand pacers and how they're able to rebuild the innings after, well, the tricky new ball period. Because I fully expect, actually, that the top order for the India side to struggle with this New Zealand bat bowling lineup. And I'm not really sure what their plan will be. I don't know if either of you two have thought about, you know, what the top 5 can do, but they only managed to score 200 once on their last tour to New Zealand. That's not great for an India team that, you know, we think can bat.
I was a little bit surprised that they included Shubman Gill in this lineup when they had kind of someone like Agarwal kind of in. He's in England, right? And he struggled against England in India to the pace bowlers there. I think he's going to really struggle over here. He did score 85 in the intra club game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know, India, the world's biggest cricket
India,
club.
Exactly. So that's not too bad. But I think you're right. Coming up against that varied pace attack is pretty intimidating. Also, if you think around their other options, they've got Vihari as kind of their backup in that middle order. Jadeja is a better batsman than Vihari.
And I think you're probably right. He might be a better batsman than
Vihari's been in England Rahane playing well. County cricket, and he's only scored 150 games in 6 innings. So.
Games. And so it's also that bit for me. Like, Pant has now proven that he can bat. He doesn't have to bat in bat 7. He's proven that he is a capable player, and he can take down whoever he likes, whether that's in Australia, whether it's England, whatever. He's hit a century in England as well. And that's a massive boost for them. But it just feels to me that, I think you're right, Jack, that they just can't go into this with that approach of taking 4 seamers.
Right. So the big battle, I think, in this match, I think if these two teams line up pretty well, I think the conditions are going to favour New Zealand. And I think that will mean that the varied pace attack that we've talked about so long will cause India problems. At the top of the order, is there anything that India should focus on, anything they can learn from England, maybe, Max, to tame these New Zealand bowlers?
Just grind. I think.
Just grind.
Just grind. And it doesn't even matter if you don't score that many runs. Like, go at 2 and over for 40 overs. Just get to the point where the ball isn't doing as much and then cash in. I think that's got to be the play. And, you know, if you end up, like, you know, 100 for 4, there's no reason you can't still go on and get 350. And then you're in the game. And I think that's going to have to be it. I don't think they can go out with, you know, an idea of getting a too positive a start going. I know that might not be quite how Shubman Gill and Rohit Sharma tend to play, but I think they're just going to have to be very circumspect about how they're batting and go full Pujara.
So I think the other thing I would say is they absolutely have to try and dominate the overs 40 through to 80.
Yeah.
With the bat, they really need to score probably 4 and over in that spell to put totals up. Because I think if you just, I get your point around grinding, but that's how New Zealand win. They grind. They can
grind at the start, and then
You can't leave yourself facing 30 overs of Neil Wagner in a day, because he'll get you out eventually.
But there is also a bit around the weather element to this. Around how fast they score, I think, because if they win the toss, I think the way to at least try to force a result here is by bowling first, which goes against kind of the approach that both teams would typically take of winning the toss and batting. And I think Max, having that luxury of Dom Sibleying the innings or Pujara in the innings, I'm not sure they're going to have that luxury. I think you've got max 3 days of play in this 5 days looking at.
Well, there is the reserve day. Are you including the reserve day in that?
Yeah, the 6 day test, Ross.
I didn't know that bit.
Wow. Yeah. There is also rain. There is also rain forecast for the reserve day, so I don't know how much it'll be useful.
Fellas, that's a run through of India. Should we move on to some predictions? Who do you think will win? Who do you think the star of the match will be? Ross, your thoughts.
So I think this is going to be bowler dominated, and I think it's going to be a New Zealand domination. So I think I'm going to have to go for Trent Bolt in here.
So New Zealand win and Trent Bolt, Maxwell Brown.
I think the weather is going to be the star and it's going to be a sad draw. But if we forget the weather and say that there will be weather, but there will be a result, then I have to say, given what the forecast is like, that it will be better for New Zealand. I think that will make it make the spinners less effective. It'll make the pacers more effective. It's also supposed to like rain all day tomorrow ahead of the test, so it's not like the strip's going to be open and, you know, dry out or anything. It's going to be juicy to start with. So I'm going to go the same, but I'll say Southee rather than Bolt, just for a little bit of
variety. The hopeful reading on the weather is that it's probably going to rain most of Friday. There might not be any play, but then after that, it's like thunder showers. So assuming those thunder showers don't last too long, there might actually be quite a lot of play in this match. I think that I'm going to go with both of you two, that New Zealand are the obvious choice here. I was trying
money
to
think on India.
To back
yeah,
India.
We all know what's happening here.
Well, India, I had a look at the odds. India are the favourites for this, according to bookmakers. But I just can't see, you know, in New Zealand, they've had 2 warm-up tests.
Yeah, that's
England.
This is the thing. I forgot to even
mention bowling, their bowling attack is way better suited for these conditions.
It's better suited. They've just played 2 games, so they're like, you know, they've used the Jukes ball a bit recently. Yeah. They're like basically... they should be on the upward curve, ready to like put in a performance. And India have, you know, just got here and played against themselves for a bit.
And I think the other thing is, you know, historically New Zealand have got India's number in these kind of conditions. So I think it's going to take a big performance. Look, India have got the players to do something here. I think it's 60-40 New Zealand probably. Yeah. Like it's Jadeja could win this match single-handedly. Kohli could win it single-handedly. Pant could win it single-handedly. We've gone the whole way through without talking about how, you know, India's seam attack is actually very good. Like, it's not... We've talked a lot about New Zealand. We haven't talked about Jasprit Bumrah. We haven't talked about Sharma. We haven't talked about Shami. All 3 of those bowlers are, you know, near the top of the list for guys you'd want in a seamer-dominated test.
Yeah, you know, he's played 12 tests in England. He knows how to bowl in England.
Mm-hmm. But I just, you know...
It's the preparation, isn't it? It's the preparation. Yeah. It's the fact India start slow under Kohli as well. They're the fight back guys. You don't have a chance to fight back in a 3.5-4 day Test match.
That's it. I think it's the marginals that are gonna swing it. Like I think it's such an even contest on paper, but I think it's just those margins of potentially the weather and also the warm ups that just tip it in New Zealand's favour for me.
Yeah, cool. I mean, Vic London's just put in the chat around Rohit Sharma. We saw Rohit Sharma win two test matches with the bat in India. Yes, we got skittled with the ball, but actually him batting for 80 in the 120 that he got, whatever it was, that was such an important innings. So whoever bats first, and if Devon Conway hits that run or Rohit hits that run, that is first blood to one of those teams.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting. I'm super looking forward to it. I think we'll try and do some shows during the test, won't we, boys?
Yeah,
that's our plan. We are playing cricket ourselves on one of the days. And obviously Friday, we actually, I think it probably just rain all day. So maybe we could do like an 8-hour cricket podcast instead of the test.
I'm busy.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Let's move on to some questions. Do hit like, do leave a comment if you're watching later. Follow us on Twitter at The Cricket Pod and so on. I think we've got about 10 minutes of questions. Yes. Just a quick shout out to Tejas from over on Twitter. I think we've answered all of your questions, so we're not going to ask any of them directly. What have we got on the YouTube chat?
So Vic London's done a couple of super chats, so thank you very much, mate. First one was, would India have benefited from having Prithvi Shaw as opposed to Pujara and Rahane? I know they are anchors and class, but isn't Prithvi the future? Max, I'll give that one to you.
I think just because it's a one-off, like we're talking a one-off game here, I think you just have to go with the experience and the know-how. Rahane's had a brilliant World Test Championship. You know, to then turn around and go, sorry, mate, we're gonna play Prithvi Shaw instead would be a little bit harsh. I think everyone
likes to drop Rahane. Every Indian fan seems to want to drop Rahane, even though he's scored the most runs for Indian World Test Championship.
Yeah.
Another question from him is, Devon Conway was good versus England, but will he come undone when he faces Jadeja, Ashwin and Bumrah, Jack?
I mean, he might do. There's nothing to say for sure.
we have no evidence.
But based on what we saw against England, he has virtually the perfect technique for playing in English conditions. I don't know how much, you know, Vic might have watched Conway bat. I watched quite a lot of it. He does not play at anything that is, you know, remotely not near the stumps. And it just makes him incredibly difficult to bowl at because you have to go straighter and straighter. Then he'll hit you through the leg side with his flamingo shot. I was really impressed with him. I think, you know, New Zealand can thank us later, but I do think England helped them uncover a gem with Devon Conway there. And, you know, to double down on that, Dan Weston's been talking about Devon Conway for like a year and a half now, and Dan's usually pretty shit hot on calling out who's going to be a good player.
Yeah, he talked about Finn Allen being an intent machine, and he hit half a century for Lancashire in his first game, so he definitely knows what he's talking about. Okay, let's go to Luca Bingham, who we do play cricket with, so hello, Luca. And he asks, what Euro 2020 player would you have in your cricket team? Which I think is a great question.
Well, that's a really tough one. Max, you can go first.
I am going to go based on a clip of video that I saw on Twitter where the Tottenham lads were doing some change room cricket. And actually, I think Eric Dyer looked quite handy, so I'll go with him. He's not in the squad. He's not in the squad, so I'll go with Harry Kane.
Nice.
I think look, it's an obvious one, but I think Ronaldo, if someone said no more football, you have to play cricket now, I reckon he could still make it as a professional cricketer. I think he's just that dedicated to, well, he's a weirdo, isn't he, basically. And I think you have to be a bit of a weirdo to play cricket. And I think had Portugal had a cricket team, if they were any good, he probably wouldn't even play football because it's much more, he's much more suited. His temperament is much more cricket-y than it is football-y.
Yeah, my view on that is that you've got to be a good goalkeeper. So actually, someone like Manuel Neuer or Kasper Schmeichel or something like that.
Stick
them behind the stumps, send them up the top of the order. I mean, goalkeepers are pretty mad anyway. Right, thanks for that, Luca. Vijay asks about the Aegeus Bowl. How did the matches last summer go there, etc.?
Pretty flat.
There's runs to be had there. I think
it was a total run fest, I think, and the others, you know, weren't. But it wasn't unplayable, as English venues go. It's probably one of the more fair between bat and ball in England. If you say, you know, Headingley can be an absolute joke sometimes, and Lord's can sometimes be a bit of a joke, and so can Old Trafford actually. But I think it's actually probably a better cricket pitch to host the final on than Lord's, which might be a bit controversial.
I agree. I'm not a huge fan of Lord's as a pitch. I mean, the slope is just dumb, isn't it? That's the first thing. But I think what's good about Southampton is that you actually get a bit of everything, don't you? Because the spin does normally come into it towards the end.
Well, we've got two more questions. So one is from Aditya. Will New Zealand be concerned about Williamson's recent form and his stats in England?
Yeah, I think they will a bit, but not that significantly. He's never really done it in England. And you'd think he probably would have. But I think, you know, it's not really the form they'll be concerned about. It's that one of his elbows doesn't work properly. Yeah. That's a much bigger problem. I think, you know, give Williamson enough time in England, he probably might not average 50 like he does everywhere else. Maybe he averages 40. He'd be fine. But that elbow, it's not great. You don't often see a batter rested for a test because they've got, you know.
Well, there were plenty of clips of him heading to and from the nets during that test. So it can't have been that bad because he was clearly doing a fair amount of work on it. So hopefully he's not too hampered by it, because it would be a shame for that to affect him.
Fair enough. And then last question, I think we put to bed, but Sivaram asks, do you see Saha and Pant playing? Just a thought, play three paces and a spinner. No. I'm surprised Ridiman Saha's even in this squad. People say he's a really good gloveman. Fine. But actually, I don't think it's a good replacement for Pant if he was to be injured. So,
yeah, I think why throw away the flexibility that Ravi Jadeja gives you by picking him? I don't really see the benefit. I don't understand that at all. I actually genuinely think India's bowling attack is, you know, as good as New Zealand's for these conditions. And I think it's got great variation. I think it's got great threat. They've got spinners who turn the ball both ways. They've got, you know, Bumrah, the world's weirdest bowler, minus maybe Malinga. And that's all really good. The deciding factor, I think, fundamentally, is that I think New Zealand's batters are a bit better prepared. And I think India will be a bit undercooked with the willow. So that's where I think it will be lost. I don't think it will be. I think the three paces, two spinners, perfect. And Jadeja, he's a batter. He's a batter.
And an incredible, incredible fielder. Anyway, I think that is
a lot of love in the chat as well.
He is. Quite Vic, right, you're not. Vic, your last question about England's batting and Joe Root's poor strategy, etc. If you listened to our show last night, we cover all of that. But yeah, we are just as confused at England's approach as everybody else is, if we're being perfectly honest. We have absolutely loved being back and loved covering this. So we can't wait for the rain-affected World Test Championship final. Here's to
it's going to be great.
here's to the reserve day. Come on, the reserve day.
All right. Are we done? We're done. Last reminder, at The Cricket Pod over on Twitter and Instagram, thecricketpod.com/Patreon. Help us out there. I think we're on 12 patrons. Let's get to 15. We set our target at 25. That was too ambitious. 15. I think we can do that by the end of this test if we're really lucky. So you know, go over there. Give us some support. Woodstock Cricket. Buy your new cricket bat from there. They are very good. I've used mine for the first time. Got some runs, then hit it to an old man. Who took his one catch of the season, according to his teammates. So you win some, you lose some. That's cricket. But you should go there. The bats are excellent. Thanks very much. We will catch you later in this test. Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.